Blog Talk Radio.
It cost me life, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. It's my man. Cold or wet, tired you bet. All of this I'll soon forget. With my man, he's not much on loan. He's no hero out of books, but I love him. Yes, I love him. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me. But I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I'm his forevermore.
Hotep, Alafia, and welcome to the Care to Read Room. We're so glad that you could join us on the second day of our new segment on featuring artists that are in the music industry, spoken word, as well as poets and people who are narrators as well. We didn't put narrators in there, but if you're a narrator and you narrate short stories, we want to include you in there also. We want to welcome you to the atmosphere and to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming from my studio. I am your advocate, the one you need. I am your advisor, the one you want. And I certainly am your Maliwa. I am your mother, too, as well as your emperor. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this segment to talk about the things that we really enjoy from the right side of the brain. You know, all of these creative sides come from the right side of the hemisphere. And in the Greek days, the artists were the ones who were given the most privileges because they had the ability to recreate the future. Now, in our own infinite wisdom as artists, we are really recreating the future for ourselves, so we create memory in the atmosphere, and the music can capture a time and space. And wouldn't you know it, we also have music coming from the talking bowls, and it's now being used effectively as a vibration for healing all of the modalities of the chakra. So music is for modalities and also medicinal purposes as well. So don't think because we're gravitating to music, we just want fun and game and love. We want to feel better. So how many of you out there want to feel better? Now, today, I want to take you to a place where we can talk about how we can get you there through dancing and the expression of invoking the spirit. That's all music does, is to invoke the spirit in you and to lift your endorphins in your brain to a level that you're secreting and releasing hormones, those happy expressions that you have. Don't think that they just come naturally. You have to release endorphins in order to experience that happy emotion. And that's not because people of color want to lay around and do nothing but be happy and gay all day. But that's because we know the benefits of staying at an even tilt and feeling good emotional will help you live longer and stay on this planet much longer. We are aware of the fact that whatever needs to be changed and whatever you need to go through, you're going to go through it irregardless of how you might intervene and circumvent things. You're going to go through that which is designed for you. So why not find the spirit to lift your spirit and stay joyful? Why not get on your feet and dance to the music? Just let me take you higher. Didn't you know that people born in the month of April, like Marvin Gaye and I, and like Eddie Murphy and I, all of us born in the month of April are creatures of habit, knowing that we came here on the days that were relatively close, with Eddie Murphy and my birthday being the same day. We are talented people. We have a tendency to act in a certain way once you put us on stage. We're natural performers, so expect it. Now, I will tell you this much. The planetorial, all of the planetorial signs are lining up with Pluto, with all of the Mars and Venus. They're lining up. So something is happening to us on the universe, and we are now in the month of October, and we are experiencing interplanetorial changes. So you're going to have vibrational changes in the vibrations and frequencies. So music is going to begin to change. So us artists and poets will have to produce different lyrics to fit the time. Now, wouldn't you know it, it's almost difficult now to decipher gospel music because we have become a little bit more conscious-minded. So we're in our story, in our lyrics, we are also putting a subliminal message to tell a story and to tell about our lives. And that's a great thing, ladies and gentlemen. So when we get into the new consciousness and new thought, we can not only do like Earth, Wind, and Fire did when they put subliminal messages to change the condition of our consciousness. We have the power in our hands to change the consciousness of how people think. And wouldn't you believe it? We're going to write about the occasion, and we're going to put it in the atmosphere. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right here in the Care to Read room. We're changing the atmospheric pressure. We're going to bring about a new thought in the atmosphere. Christians, don't be afraid. Don't think we're pushing you out of here. We're going to upgrade you. So let me upgrade you. I want to upgrade to Christians who are still stuck with Peter, Paul, and John, I know, but who are you? You got to bring a higher level of consciousness. You got to exert yourself to a level where your frequencies are high and you're able to send your vibrations across the airwaves. Can you do that for me today? How many of you can send that vibration across the terminals? I'm sending you some energy. So pick up on the vibrations and stay tuned for station identification while we go and prepare a place for you in my Father's house. There are many mansions, and we want to prepare those places for you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that God gives all.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door. Rich relations give. Help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Welcome back, family. So how's the African family this evening, and how are those children? Put to bed, I hope, so you can get up and dance to the music. Say it with me again. Get up and dance to the music. I came to bring your frequency levels up. I came to put a fire up under you as so that you can lift your vibrational fibers. So when you lift your vibrational fibers, then your blood pressures will rise. And as your vibration lifts, you begin to heal yourself. I don't do the healing. You do it yourself. I just provide the mechanism to get those 6 and 9 ethers rising. Now, who are the ones with the 9th ether? African-Americans, you are. And who are the ones with the 6th ether? Caucasians, you are. Study about your 6th and 9th ether and listen to how you can listen to talking bowls that will vibrate every being of your body and cause you to lift your vibrational frequency and heal yourself. Now, we're not going to be talking about healing yourself today. We're going to go right over to the talking care room, and we're going to bless our higher selves and acknowledge our force to be. And our elder's brother, who we know as our prophet, Oromola, we're going to acknowledge him too. And Oladulamare and Akamare, the three manifestations of God, and we talked about those. Let's lift our hands as if we're ready to receive, asking God to be able to hear our plea and grant us our wishes. Father God, we just stand before you asking that you would lift us higher. May we become whatsoever is above, may we become that below. And whatsoever we bind here on this earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose in heaven is loosed here on this earth. Father God, we have the ability and we have the spoken word now, and we can use rhema and logos, the spoken and written word, to define ourselves, to write ourselves back in history, into the annals of the history page. We are making history as we speak, Father. We thank you for the voice of spoken word. We thank you for the gift of logo and written word. And we know that in the comedic teaching, it is very important to know who brought a spoken word, as we understand that the staff on the medical scale and the little flower exiting man with the little, he has the little wings on the back of his feet, Father. We know that these characters were real and that they exist for a reason, that there's energy being placed there to remind us of what they used to be. Help us to be reminded of who our ancestors were, that they were rich in their conception of knowledge and pharmaceutical procedures and allopathic medicine and naturopathic work as well. Father, we thank you that you have created a grand people, but whether or not we will rise to that level of occasion is yet to be seen. Now, I challenge each and every one of you today to rise to the level of occasion and let the music inside of you sing. Come winter, come fall, or come spring, stir up the gift, because it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. I came only to put a fire up under you and to induce the gift that's within you and stir it up. As I come here this evening, may you be lifted out of that dead state, and may you let your frequencies touch someone else's life, and may you be the reason for the season. There is no other Jesus that's coming out of the sky to get you and I, or no pie in a sweet by and by. We are the only God that anyone will see. So let the Godhead shine through you, and let you lift up your countenance and become the presence of God in the absence of light. Become the light. Be the light, like MC Light says. I am the light. I am the light. We came here to bring the salt, to create the Savior in the earth. In a world that's dark, we can bring about light. Let us lift our frequencies and bring about light today. In a world where there is unconsciousness and anesthesis, we intend to induce the knowledge and bring it forth and bring these people from up under a dead sleep and slumber. As we begin to speak to the cosmic records and the medulla oblongata, and we tell it to rise up and to remember who it once was. Your father were mansion builders. Your father were building pyramids on their way down in the downslide when they were exiting this earth. Just think of the homes they built with the window panes and created the grand master and the pyramid and the grand master grip. All of this comes from ancestorship of comedic teaching from the Nubian queen and the black man. Whether you like it or not, it is true. Our history has been stolen and hidden, but we intend to reveal it so that it becomes fresh in our mind and we will come into consciousness once again and know who we once were. Now, to God be the glory, and for him who is able to keep me and keep you, do not be afraid, because you are special people today, and you've been called today to bring forth the truth. Don't tremble for me, and don't cry for me, wondering what could happen to me for revealing the truth. I am a divinely guided woman and properly protected by all my ancestors, and they stand watch like the watchmen on the wall. Get you a message. Find a way that you can cry loud and spare not, and call your ancestors forth to protect and guide you, as I'm going to call mine right now. Oh, ancestors, oh, Eli, we call you forth today, because there's a mighty work and a mighty wind blowing, and it's coming from the east and the west and the north and the south. So I call upon these libations that they will bring forth the ancestors for protection, for the work that is needed here in Gary, Indiana, and Maryville. We need to bring the spiritualists back. We need to get those people who are hidden away in their homes to come forward tonight, because we need to set up shop. It's time to wake the people up. This is now the hour. This is now the time to wake you up to your consciousness and to remember who you once were. We call for Shekaz Diaz as a witness today. We call forth Dr. Carruthers as a witness. We call forth Nina Simone as a witness. Zora Neale Hurston, come on down and be a witness. We call forth the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come forth. We call forth the Honorable Dr. Henry Clark, come forward. And Dr. Ben Yokin, come forward. Stand strong in the presence of adversity and be a witness today. Because black folks in this time are going to be called forth to teach the truth. And the truth will prevail out of the mouths of babes. Do not be dismayed when you see youngsters teaching the elders. Gray-haired old elders will be taught because they have forgotten about their ancestors and the Middle Passage, and they can't remember the stories that my dear and papa used to teach them about traveling out of the wilderness, coming to their freedom. Well, we're free now. The question is, what are you going to do with your freedom? And the only question here tonight is to be or not to be African. I choose to be African. And what a grand thing it is to bring forth all civilization, all religion coming up out of Africa. What a grand thing to know that that map that we're looking at does not even depict the true geographical size of Africa. Africa's geographical size is double the size of the United States. It is our land base, and every person that is with consciousness has to have a land base. So look toward Africa today and stop looking everywhere else to the east and to the west, but look towards Africa for your help today, because the United States has decided to make a United States of Africa, meaning that they are aligning themselves with our mother country to be a part of the correction and the new world order. So Africans, stand up and be counted and understand that you are part of this grand change in times, like the Mayan Indians have warned us that 2012 will be the time that we will transition into a glorious mindset, not a new earth as we know it, but a change in mindset, a new thought. Are you ready for the new thought today? If you are, get ready for the consciousness. Get ready, get ready, get ready as we pour libation and call on your ancestors. These are the things that you do in preparation to get ready. Father God, I'd like to pour a glass of water for Oladula Mare, acknowledging Akamare and his three manifestations, Ilede, Ori, and Olorun. I'd like to pour a glass of water for my father's spirit and say, Father, come and drink well. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, please quench your thirst. I light a candle for my father's guidance all the way back from the annals of the history pages through the lagoon and all the way through the Middle Passage. Father, come through quickly. I light a candle for my mother's spirit as she comes through. Mayafa, which is the same thing as the Holocaust. Mother, may you find your way back home safely. And I pour libation to the east, and I say libation. I pour libations to the west, and I say for all of those Sheikh Yaz Diaz that are yet to be born, that may they come quickly in a time when the earth has needed help for a long time. I pour libation to the upper now, which is south. I call that which be up, down, and I call that which be down, up. I call forth the north, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, young men and young people in alike, guard yourselves, because in the end time, old men will dream dreams and young men will be able to interpret the dreams. So prepare yourself for clairvoyant behavior, audio clairvoyant, hearing things in other countries and seeing things which be not. So let us call things forth which we profess that we are now in a new consciousness. Our mindset has been rearranged. Our brain is being rebalanced as we get ready for these out-of-planetorial changes. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going on that talking cure with me. And you are certainly welcome, as that we are learning to do things properly. Whatever we do, there should be a ritual that go with it, people. And we should always acknowledge our ancestors because they offer us protection. Protection from within and from without. So when our young men come home from the prison, we ought to do a ritual to welcome them back and to preserve them to be ready to come back into our communities. We ought to also understand that rituals are in order when we are about to do something that's grand. It marks the occasion. You ought to set your altar up. You ought to pour your glasses out of water for your ancestors and acknowledge them. You're not here on your own account. And every day of your life, your ancestors have made a way for you and opened up the door so that it's plain and clear and you can travel to and fro without being molested. Aren't you glad about it that we're able to come in here and whoop it up, as we usually say it? But one thing I want you to understand is that if the churches are not doing nothing else, they're teaching you a new dance and a new step. I noticed that you've been dancing to a new tune in the Christian churches, and it's beginning to be more and more secular than ever before. Not a problem for me, because I said keep it simple and make it plain for them that read it, that let them run with it, because the appointed time is now. We have to make it plain and clear. We can no longer be putting a message in a bottle. We've got a gospel that can be properly discussed without giving all these clues and parables. Jesus spoke in parables because that was the time and the air. We are now in a new dispensation and must make things plain. So I want to make things plain to you. If you're going to get anything through to a youngster, you got to put it in the form of music. You got to dance it to them. So this evening we're going to dance it to them in the way of a song by J.C. Canton, who comes out of Canton, Mississippi. The brother is bad, bad, bad. When I say he's bad, he's a bad, bad boy. He is. And he is bringing forth the music for the young people to get up out of their seats.
Listen close to what I gotta say. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to live. Cause the thief comes to steal, destroy and to kill. But it's your free will. They can't make you do it. They can only encourage you to pursue it. And then you'll let your ass rub and cheese. It's a trap, you're having fun. But sooner or later there's a shot. Killing us, taking out of fun. Somebody's child won't see the sun. In the name of the fun, you put it all on the line. They got so much power over your mind, power over your pride. Yo, you say you got it beat up, and you will take it literally.
And then you get high, and you fell flat, and then you overdosed, and they never came by, and you
just wanna die. Nobody hears you cry. You're pitiful and nobody wanna give you the help. You're suicidal and in the mood of someone else.
Yo,
I know you're lost right now, like you want you to do it and then be anybody in New York. Damn, man, we ain't for play. We can kill it. All around the world, bitch.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Those boys are bad, bad boys. And there are some outstanding performers out there that are making the people stand up and say, Jesus, Jesus. And they're out there changing the lyrics to the issues that present themselves. Because these young people were born, they were born for the conditions. They cried out and they were called forth out of the hurts of the young people. And as you see, they're prolific in their writing and specifically give you the pulse of the people. I am so proud of this young man, Canton Jones, who has been out there singing and traveling. He appeared here in Gary, Indiana. He set the city on fire. He's fired up for his higher self and for God. He has a great compassion for young people and knowing what it is that they want to talk about. And I applaud him. I've been waiting for a phone call back from his office. We are viciously trying to get him come back here on this stage to present to you and talk to you, but we're not certain if we're going to be able to get a hold of him. If we do, that will be grand. If not, we'll check him out another time. But he is from Canton, Mississippi, and I don't know if anybody knows about Sardis, Mississippi, but a large portion of people from that here in Gary, Indiana, they migrated from Canton to here, and he is prolific in his writing. Now, I wanted to point that out to bring a point to you today. We're talking about our dance in the club. We're talking about the music that we produce, and I said dance to the gospel, and that's what we're doing. We're dancing to the gospel in these churches, and we can go into a trance at any time because it's provoking spiritual music, and people are getting instant healing just from the dance. Now, can you go through an instant healing? Yes, you can, because when your frequency levels are raised up during this conscious movement, you can raise up frequency levels to the point of healing yourself. Now, I didn't say other people are healing you. If they can raise your energy level, then they have the capability of assisting you. I want you to understand that that's why I stress music so much in this room and to be able to identify with the character and nature of exerting yourself for Jesus and for God. There's nothing wrong with it. David danced out of his clothes when he danced before the Lord. And he got delivered when he came back from a battle that he won. He danced. He danced on every occasion. And I'm going to tell you, those of you that are low in spirit, dance on every occasion you can and dance before the Lord. You don't have to be in a discotheque dancing. You could do it in the presence of your own home with gospel music, and now they're dealing with spiritual soul music. I want to invite all of those artists to the room right about now who are poetry writers or spoken word. I want to invite you to call in at that number and to light those phone lines up and call in to talk about your writing and how you got involved in writing and how are you doing with your work. Are you getting any contracted work? Are you publishing where you could speak your spoken word? Are you going to women functions and doing shows? I'd like to try to invite you to listen to a few spoken words that are going to be released on the market shortly out of a book called License to Preach. These words are being copywritten for the benefit of those who are listening. Step right up and get your license to preach. I'm not talking about all those who claim that they can teach, but they will need a license to preach. But the ones who want to teach, they will need a license to preach. Now, you go to school to get the golden rule, but you'll find out that you need much more, and you need more for the tools. When you realize that the schools only teach for one book, then in other resources you'll want to take a look. Now, one of these books is called The Book of the Dead. That's right. Did you hear what I said? Yes, it's The Book of the Dead. You want to read the Hosea and the Holy Tablets too. And I'm not finished talking to you. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. After you have labored over the word coming forth by day and night, you will make up your mind whether switch than to fight. against the lies that have been told over the years that have weighed up on each of our souls. Now, Moses didn't really bring the Ten Commandments, irregardless of how this might sound. There were 42 negative confessions, and 142 were already here for him to view. Now that we have the holy tablets, I know that you will just have to have it. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. No more teaching from the King James Version only, nor the Strong. I'm not reading the other's books. It's just where we went wrong. No more myths, fallacies, no allegorical stories talking about how we are going to descend to a life in glory. No more heavens in the sky waiting to die for the sweet by and by, for the pie in the sky for you and I. We must capture these lies. For years that they have been reprised from teaching and preaching the word without myths. I wonder what we would have done if no myths did exist. I'm not talking about those that claim that they can preach, but rather those that came to teach. They will need a license to preach. That's the title of my book, License to Preach. And that is one of the featured ones that is going to be in that collection. Now, some of you might be able to identify with some of these, and some of you cannot. If you are an internet frequent user, you might be able to identify with Crazy Cam. Don't go PMing me saying that you want a cam. Boy, you don't know who I really am. You don't know who I could really be, asking if you can lay your camera on me. Why, just to add a face to a voice, is that really giving you any choice? Asking for a chance to lay eyeballs on who I am. Could this be another one of your foolish scams? I could be warmed over breakfast, or I could be just another anorexic. I could even be fresh out of the bush. Just why are my looks you trying to push? Screens don't always reveal what's true when somebody's trying to peep at a look at you. As a matter of fact, they will always oblige just to keep you coming back from all lies. Ha ha. No, here's the real deal. When looking for how someone feels, why don't you ask questions like how you feel or how do you do? Maybe you'll get a chance to get a look or two or even a better view. An image on screen can hardly be seen, and it won't even get you closer to the girl in your dream. Make sure that you pick up on this. Now, don't you go adding me to your buddy list. I know only sooner or later you're going to be pissed after you realize that you're going to be dissed. And no, I don't want you to add me to your pal talk group just to listen to the latest scoop. I want you to leave me right where I am, and that is off of your foolish cam. Crazy cam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to call in if you have poetry that you'd like to read or like to talk about. These were inspired from being on the internet, as you can see. I am in social media, so I'm on the internet quite frequently. And I used to run another group called Slipping in the Gap, and we read poetry once a week. And just writing the poetry about the people I knew inspired me. I'd like to know what your inspiration was, and if you would like to participate, if you're a spoken word artist or a poet and you'd like to talk about your writing and what inspires you, what fires you up for writing. I'd like to say that I read a lot of Ron and Effer's books on the Toll Tree of Life, and I meditate, and after meditating, I'm giving inspiration to write. And I usually record my poetry and record it, and I also type it. And some people like to just write it down, but sometimes I record it and then I transcribe from the recordings, because you can talk faster than you can record, and you don't lose the words, and you can come back and edit it. I've been writing since I was age 48, and writing has really opened up and liberated me to talk about things that I couldn't normally talk about with people. I hope it's going to liberate you as you begin to write your poetry. some of my poetry is very political, and it is kind of